Les and Craig here on the morning show. The Guardians did it. A victory 7-6 last night. On the line we have the voice of the Guardians, Jim Rosenhaus. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Les.
Well, quite an exciting ninth inning there, thanks to Josh Naylor, obviously.
Yeah, it's funny. It's become commonplace. when Naylor comes up in a close game late, good things happen. And last night was one of those games where the Guardians had played well early, and they got out to a good lead. But Boston came back, and this Bobby Dalbec had a big game for the Red Sox with the two home runs, and his second put them in front. But this team, we've seen them battle, and late innings don't bother them at all, and they tied it in the eighth. And then Naylor, it was his 14th home run of the season, and the sixth that he's hit from the sixth inning on, and it seems like all six have come in the ninth in spots just like that. So he comes up big, and then they get out of there with the win, which was a real nice win, especially with the Twins losing. They inch a little bit closer to the top of the division.
Well, you know, you called it, Naylor, your words, his time to shine. What do you think it is about Naylor where these home runs do seem to come later in the game? Is it that dynamic of the game, or do you think it's just chance?
You know, it's probably different every time. But I will say, I think the one common theme, you know, late in the game, you don't want to change what you do well. And he had that terrible ankle injury last year that ended his season in mid-June. And there was some thought that, you know, would he be able to come back this season? And he obviously has. But one of the things that he did it when he was on his way back doing the rehab because of his ankle, he had to change his swing a little bit because he couldn't use his legs as much while he was rehabbing. And he feels that's made a really big difference. And I think we saw it last night. The home run went to the opposite field, left field for him. And he has good power, but a lot of hitters in that spot, they want to drive the ball, you know, pulling it. And he just waited and just got a good pitch to hit and stayed with the swing that has served him well this season. And again, late in the game, sometimes hitters change that, but he does not. And I think that allows him to really perform well in those spots.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about Miles Straw. He was really getting hammered on social media about a month ago, but he's come on strong in recent weeks.
Yeah, he went through a tough slump, and you know, when you talk about slumps, there's the two-week dry spell that can be, you know, troublesome. You don't want to go through it, but then you're back and doing what you do. He went through a two-month dry spell, and then they took him out of the leadoff spot, and he just kept working at it, though, and, you know, he's fortunate because he's on a team where he was able to play through it. Maybe in another situation, he's benched or maybe even sent to the minor leagues. But, you know, in this situation, they need him. He's a big part of the team. They committed to him early in the season with a long-term contract, and I know it was frustrating for him, but he kept working at it. And now we see the hitter that we saw a lot last year and the one who performed well in the month of April this year. Just through hard work, you know, kept at it, didn't get his head down. I mean, I'm sure mentally it was hard, but kept coming to work every day and trying to figure out with the hitting coaches what was going on. And he's back to driving the ball. Middle of the field or right field for him a lot. And last night, the big double in the eighth inning came to right center. So that's a really good sign. I think they'll leave him at the bottom of the order because Stephen Kwan has done really good work in the leadoff spot. But it's nice to see Straw rolling again because he makes a big, big difference to that lineup when he is.
Jim, you mentioned Stephen Kwan. Here's a guy who seems to do something to contribute to a victory in most every game, whether it's at bat or in the field.
Isn't that something? For a rookie to do that is really impressive. And, you know, it's kind of Terry Francona, tells all the young players and veteran players too, but the Guardians manager says, look, especially if a player is struggling, which Kwan is not, but just do one thing to help the team win. Maybe it's, you know, a nice catch or throwing to the right base from the outfield or getting a bunt down, something like that. But that's what Kwan does. You know, each night he'll do something positive. Now, he's had some struggles out in left field here at Fenway with the monster and all that kind of stuff, the big wall and left, but Yeah, he's come through and he's done a nice job, so it's nice to see.
You mentioned the Guardians are just a game and a half behind the Twins. The trading deadline's coming up. Do you think the Guardians are buyers or sellers or just on the sideline?
No, I think it's so hard to say, but I think they'll be active. What that means is I don't know, and I think, you know, you can't paint them with that seller's buyer's brush because of where they are. And even, you know, I think through the years, the front office has tried to do things where they're not going to go out and just grab someone for 2 months and give up a lot. They don't want to do that. They don't want to bring someone in who's on an expiring contract, you know, at the end of the season. And they've been really good about, if they make a trade, not only helping the team this year, but it's someone who can help in future years as well. And I think that's what you'll see them try to do. Will they be able to do it? I don't know. Nobody's making deals. The Yankees did last night, and they got Benintendi, but that's about it. And we'll see. Hopefully something happens between now and Tuesday, because they could use a little help in certain spots.
Tonight it's the final game of the series with the Red Sox. And, Jim, anytime you can go into Boston and take 2 of 3 so far with a chance to get a third win, that's a good place to be.
Absolutely. And they'd love to get out of here with 3 out of 4. The Red Sox are not the Red Sox right now. They have, I think, 14 players on the injured list. So the Guardians are trying to take advantage of that. It's a team that's struggling mightily. Fenway's never easy, but so far, 2 out of 3, and that's good stuff.
Jim, I have a question for you.
You know what, guys? I got another station coming in here. I think my time is up. I hate to say that to you.
No problem.
But I got to roll if that's okay.
We'll talk again. No problem. Always a pleasure. It is 820 WEOL.
Can't we just be spontaneous? Get out of the same old routine? Scheduling takes all the fun out of it.
Having a love-hate relationship with your significant auto? That's a toughie. Because Tuffy Auto Service Center makes all the scheduled maintenance for your car easy.
Visit your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and at Route 58 and Northridge Road in Amherst.
Want to keep your four-wheel relationship running smoothly? Visit Tuffy.com for a store near you.
Today's a great day to visit your Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco. They're open daily, so stop in and pick up snacks, pop, and other ice-cold beverages for picnics and parties. And Little Chess Chicken from Convenient is always tasty, whether it's dinner for one, for your family, or when you've called ahead to order enough for a crowd. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, enjoy hot food and cold drinks from your locally owned and operated Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.
And as a reminder, Jim Rosenhaus was brought to us by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Center, Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway in Lorain, and Route 58 in Amherst, and your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads.